Now, the Whole Home Show with Tony Joe on CFAX 1070.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Whole Home Show. I'm Tony Joe, your host here every week, bringing you tips, education, and updates on home-related matters. Whether you're in the real estate market or if you're looking for decorating or improvement ideas around your home, this is a great place to be. Our show comes to you with the support of our show partners, Denise Webster, mortgage broker with Dominion Lending Center's Modern Mortgage Group, J.P. Sellers, insurance advisor at Westland Insurance, the Sitka Law Group for your real estate, wills and estates, corporate and personal injury needs, and Silhouette Home Inspections with Pierre Beauvais. If you need help or direction in your real estate transaction, give any of the Whole Home Show team members a call. They would love to hear from you. It's been my pleasure being your host here every week. I am a local real estate agent. I've been selling real estate here in Greater Victoria since 1991. I've handled somewhere around 3,000 transactions here in our fair city. Proud to be ranked as one of the top 100 agents for RE/MAX Western Canada. I'd be happy to help you as well too. If you are looking for some help, for anything regarding your home, feel free to reach out to myself or the rest of the Whole Home Show team. You can find their contact information by visiting cfax1070.com, a look under shows. There you'll find us, the Whole Home Show with me, Tony Joe. All of our contact information is there, or you can just reach out to me. Of course, I always love hearing from all of you on a regular basis. Also supporting this program is RE/MAX Island Properties with offices in Victoria, Duncan, and Mill Bay. If you are interested in real estate as a career or are an experienced agent looking to bring your business up to the next level with advanced training and global connections, contact RE/MAX Island Properties. This week, we're going to be having a conversation with people that I met at the local Victoria Home and Renovation Show that occurred at Perks Arena a few weeks back. It's always nifty getting ideas and seeing new technology and things that people can do around their home, either helping in maintenance or efficiency or beautifying their home. And this is the reason why home shows are such a great thing. Plus, I get to learn about all these new toys and meet these wonderful people. Two of which we're going to be chatting with today. We're going to be learning about Trim Light. That's exterior lighting systems for your home from Trim Light Van Isle and Shannon Smelt. We're also going to be looking into the liquid vinyl coating system. It's the Chick Advanced Coating System with Brian Smith. Very much looking forward to having conversations with both of them. Of course, we always start our conversation, our day, with having a discussion about timely matters, things that are happening out there in the real estate market or around your home. If you've got questions, just reach out to me. I will grab the person who has the answer for you, whether it be any of our Whole Home Show team members, for instance, Denise with mortgages, JP with home insurance, Gurpreet with legal questions, or Pierre for home inspection things. They're happy to chat with you, and it's great hearing from you on a regular basis. Because we do bring them on to answer questions. Right now, at this point in time that we're recording this session, we are dealing with a market that is picking up, and we're back to this whole multiple offer and bidding war situation that we were used to seeing back in 2021 or 2022. It seems like the time of opportunity out there for buyers may have been in the past, because now with a combination of high demand and low inventory, we are seeing that properties are coming up and more than one buyer at a time is interested in buying. That's how you create a multiple offer or a bidding war situation. And I have handled several of them just in the past couple of weeks alone. Now, it's not to say they went away when the market changed. We always had multiple offers. Probably one of the biggest things that we are observing recently is that we are coming back to unconditional multiple offers. So in other words, buyers are saying no conditions. They're going to buy the house by heck or high water, as they say. No building inspection, no condition to appraisal, no other contingencies or conditions. They are committing to the property. Now, folks, does it mean when somebody says it's not subject to financing that they're buying cash? No, it's not. Very few people actually buy homes with cash today. They're still going to need a mortgage. What they're really saying is they are committing to buy the property. They're not going to have to wait for their bank or their lender to give them the okay. They are comfortable enough with the position that they're in such that they can go ahead and buy if they want to. It may mean having a bank appraisal happening at some point in time before the closing date. Sometimes that concerns people. Sometimes sellers go, why is there an appraisal happening? I thought the deal was done. You know, should we be scared? No, the answer there is no. Although it does prove or show that the buyer is getting financing, the bank just needs to have an appraisal in their file. What happens if the house doesn't appraise out or if the buyer doesn't get financing? That's a whole other story. And what is at risk in that particular case there is going to be their deposit. They put a deposit down. What was it? Was it $50,000, $100,000? Had one recently, it was $150,000 in what they call earnest money in a deposit. A buyer would be giving that up if they did not close or complete the sale. So the reason why I'm bringing this up today, folks, by the way, is there has been legislation, and one of the features that the provincial government added to the contracts of purchase and sale here in British Columbia is this 3-day rescission period. Now, I know I have discussed this on the program a few times in the past. The reason why I'm bringing it up today is because there was a point in time earlier where we all said, well, hey, it's nice that the provincial government added this, you know, this 3-day cooling off period for buyers, but it was too late because we weren't seeing multiple offers, we weren't seeing bidding wars, and we certainly were seeing very few unconditional multiple offers. But fast forward to today, and here's where we're at. So suddenly, this rescission period is something that is a sort of extra protection for buyers who are willing to commit to buy a house. I just want to do a quick review with you about what it is about. So if you are a buyer, you are interested in a home, you find that you're competing with other buyers, you are in a position that you're not worried about financing, even if you are still getting bank financing. You also are comfortable with a house. Maybe you have a background in, I don't know, building or construction. You don't need a building inspection. You're confident with that. Sometimes sellers actually have a pre-listing building inspection. We've discussed this with Pierre many times in past. You might have had a chance to read that. Now, you shouldn't rely on it completely because, of course, it's not an inspection that you commissioned. It is one that the seller actually did. You're always responsible for your own due diligence. But again, let's just say you're comfortable. You want to go ahead. You want to make an unconditional offer. You know the numbers. You're getting advice from your realtor. You're going to want to put in a strong offer because nowadays in multiple offer situation, you may not be the only one going unconditionally. There might be others that are as well too. So how the seller's going to decide is the one that is most attractive. And of course, what that normally means is the highest price, right? So let's say you get your offer accepted, you're happy with the price, you're happy and comfortable with the fact that you're not getting an inspection, you're not getting an appraisal, you know, financing, subject to financing. What kicks in is this rescission period, the home buyer rescission period. Again, this is provincial government. This is legislated. This is mandated. This is not something that can be opted out by a seller. This is something that exists with every single contract in the province of British Columbia. And basically what it is you have 3 business days to change your mind for no reason at all. Like you, with a condition, like subject to building inspection, you need to say to the seller, if you want to get out of the deal, you'd need to be able to say and prove that, no, the inspection was not to my liking, or I'm going to have to spend more money than I thought, so I'm going to back out of the deal. That's how you would back out of a traditional deal with conditions on it, is by means of not fulfilling your condition. But because you're looking at an unconditional offer, you have no conditions on it, the provincial government is now saying, take, you know, 3 business days. 3 business days, you can decide, no, I don't want to proceed. And if you do execute that 3 days, you must pay the seller 0.25% of the agreed upon price. So in $1 million house, that's $2,500. So for the privilege of backing out, you write them a check for $2,500 and you both move on with your lives. Why is that fee necessary? Well, it's because it prevents a buyer from writing 10 offers and holding a whole bunch of houses and then collapsing 9 of them. You know, that's just kind of, that makes sense. That's a logical thing. But the biggest thing, folks, here is if you're a seller, it means you're living on pins and needles for 3 business days. So if the contract is written on Friday night, There's Saturday, Sunday's the weekend. Three business days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, 11:59 p.m. Can feel like a long time, right? That's the rescission period. And it's important that it's there. Your agent, of course, or myself can always explain it to you. Need to take a break here. When we come back, we'll be chatting with some of the attendees at the Victoria Holman Reno Show. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to The Whole Home Show with Tony Joe on CFAX 1070.
Thanks for coming back. You're listening to The Whole Home Show, and I'm Tony Joe. Home shows are always such a fun thing to go and visit. Just a few days ago here in Victoria, the Victoria Home and Reno Show took place at the Perks Arena. And of course, this is always a great place for homeowners to get ideas about things to do around their house, renovation ideas. Well, it's a Reno Show, so obviously renovation ideas. How about other things, maybe products, services, things that you've never bumped into before? Because let's face it, folks, technology changes at the speed of light. There's new things that are in front of us all the time. One of the things that, you know, we got to think about every year is during the festive season. Are you hanging Christmas tree lights? Are you one of these families that is up on your ladders before the season and after season, stringing lights up and down? Or is there a better solution? So my guest right now from Trimlight Vancouver Island to tell us all about what they do is Shannon Smelt. Shannon, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Tony. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, as I said, when I opened up here, I was there. I took my 11-year-old daughter who loves household stuff, and I could not help but notice your display. Tell the listeners what it is that Trimlight does and what makes you guys different.
So Trimlight, really, it originated about 13 years ago down in Utah. There's a couple of fellows who patented this system. And what they were really trying to do is keep people off of ladders. And so, of course, here on the island, we hear not just from the retired community, but from everyone, hate hanging Christmas lights. We have a lot of ladies calling in saying they want their husbands off of the ladders, especially during the crummy winter months. It's turned into something that people actually want year round. People are looking for an architectural lighting that complements their home or their business. We're there for residents as well as commercial buildings. And so what we do is we provide this lighting that comes in a beautiful aluminum track that's intended to blend into the home so that people don't notice it during the day. That's another comment. People don't want to either the danger of doing Clark Griswold and falling off the roof or the, you know, just that unsightly appearance of light, but they want lighting year round. Especially when you're in Canada and it's a little bit dark in the winter, people mm-hmm. love a little bit of color and a little bit of opportunity to celebrate more than just over the holidays. And so people are finding that, well, I'm putting out money for these seasonal lights. Why wouldn't I put out money to invest in my home, something that adds to the curb appeal, adds to the safety because I can use it for security, I can program the timer for every day of the year, and also adds to my enjoyment. And so what we do is provide that lighting for year-round use, and it's all permanently installed, comes with a lifetime product warranty, is beautiful, and it brings a lot of joy to people. There's some creative aspects to it that we find people are just really digging into and enjoying.
Okay, so again, stepping back, you know, that visual that you gave us about Clark Griswold, from Christmas Vacation, stringing up the Christmas lights. And then there's this whole notion of having to replace. I remember my dad going up and replacing burned out light bulbs and all that kind of stuff. The technology is different now, because the other thing that you mentioned was year round. And I'm sure some of our listeners are going, what are you talking about? You're talking about Christmas colors all year round. That's one of the nice things about the technology nowadays, right?
Right. So they're LED lights. They have RGB chips in them, and they are all controlled via an app on your phone or tablet, however you choose to use them. And so they come with pre-programmed settings. For instance, we have St. Patrick's Day coming up. We have Easter coming up, Canada Day. Those are all programmed in there that you could set those for specific occasions and run those lights. But you have the ability of choosing any color you want, because you can literally go in and change that RGB code. We've seen people program, let's say, the Vancouver Canucks. There's four specific RGB colors that belong to the Canucks, and people have gone in, created those colors, done that. You know, sports fans really love something like this where they can celebrate. Also, people have specific things that are important to them. Maybe it's a birth announcement. Maybe it's a specific occasion. I believe it's pink shirt to date today. Those types of things you can react to very quickly. Throw up your color that you choose on your lights. You don't have to do anything special otherwise. And it's quiet. It's not disturbing people's dogs like fireworks are or anything like that. So it's meant for celebrations as well as everyday use. Those beautiful lights that are maybe a warm white and we've subdued them so nicely and they come on automatically, they just look gorgeous on a home. And people can go away on vacation and be secure that those timers are going to come on wherever they would like them to, different times every day, maybe, and make it seem like someone's at home because the timing is different. So the functionality is not just the colors, not just the timers, not just the, you know, that once a year Christmas celebration. It's intended to bring the value of your home up. And why not get some joy out of some of the improvements you're making to your home? It's your sanctuary. You want it to be pleasurable.
Okay. So the whole idea here is to have Trim Light install the lighting of the house, and it's a kind of one and done. Like we're not talking, it's not a seasonal thing. And of course, with the technology now, with the LEDs, we're not talking replacing light bulbs. Like they've got a long lifespan, I'm guessing, right?
They do. And so our product is backed with a lifetime product warranty. And that's why we chose to represent Trim Light. They offer this lifetime product warranty. So, for instance, should, just one of those little teeny tiny diodes isn't looking quite right. Someone says, I've got a red and white pattern running and that light just isn't really coordinated. We'll come out and we will replace that one little light. And we'll actually replace three lights just to be sure, there wasn't anything goofy going on in there. We'll come out, whatever that height of that ladder is, we have to get up there to, we'll come and do that. You don't have to do that. And so, and it doesn't screw up all of the different patterns and timing and the old lights, like you said, your dad going up and you'd be changing the light until you figured out which light it was. That's not a problem anymore either. So, they're a low voltage light and they're meant to last, I would say, 50,000 hours. And so you should only be running them at night. You shouldn't be running them during the day. There's no point running them during the day. They're meant to be kind of hidden at daytime. But 50,000 hours is an awfully long time. And because they're using such a low amount of energy, you're really, it's it, like you said, it's a completely different game than when we were having the temporary lights that people used to do.
I'm glad you brought up the energy, because again, that's probably another question that people have is, it seems wasteful having lights on, but these LED lights, they're very different because they're not hot like the old style incandescents and stuff, right?
That's right. They don't heat up at all. So we often have people asking us, what the usage is. And so 0.6 watts per light with our standard traditional bulb. And we have a new bulb out right now. They call it the 3L. So basically, it's three of those little diodes in one. Three. And so it's 33% brighter. It's just a more powerful light, but it is only 0.9 instead of 0.6 watts. So it's still very low energy. Again, a lot of people have sustainability goals that they're trying to hit. Obviously, cost savings is important. People are investing in a system. They want to make sure it's not going to cost them after the fact. And so they're a 12 volt system. It plugs into one outlet in the wall. It doesn't need any special wiring or anything to that effect. It's all low voltage, so it's definitely going to hit those energy savings that people are looking for in their basically in their smart home projects, right? This is part of a smart home.
Well, and that was another one of my questions, was if it requires specialized installation, an electrician or whatever, but you're saying it just plugs into a regular household outlet.
Yeah, so we do. I mean, it does require the installation done by our team because we're very fussy about, if you've got lights running and they're running in sequential patterns, maybe on more than one story, we want that perfect. We want you to see that running in perfect synchronicity. But we do that all within that channel that we put up. So that's tucked in under the soffit. The wires are tucked into that channel. You're not seeing anything. We don't leave any wires exposed at all. And it's coming from that one source where we plug basically the brains of the outfit in, which is usually in the garage. And those wires are all tucked in and kept together. And so we're avoiding any weather issues. We're avoiding any unsightly wires. That's one thing people have noticed. Maybe some of them get the do-it-yourself kits and they're sticking it up or something, but the wires that drives people crazy if they're concerned about, you know, that look.
Yeah, well, listen, we need to take our break here, but I want to continue this conversation with you here in just a moment. We're having a chat with Shannon Smelt. She is with Trim Light Vancouver Island. We're talking about having permanent lighting solutions to your home. I want to learn more because guess what, Shannon? I'm interested myself.
Excellent.
So we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, the Whole Home Show with Tony Joe on CFAX 1070.
Thanks for coming back. You're listening to the Whole Home Show, and I'm Tony Joe. Our show comes to you every week with the support of our show partners, Denise Webster, mortgage broker with Dominion Lending Center's Modern Mortgage Group, JP Sellers, insurance advisor at Westland Insurance, the Sitka Law Group for your real estate, wills and estates, corporate and personal injury needs, and Silhouette Home Inspections with Pierre Beauvais. If you need help or direction in your real estate transaction, give any of the Whole Home Show team members a call. They would love to hear from you. As a reminder, if you need to get in touch with any of them, just reach out to me or go on to the CFAX1070.com website. Look under our shows. You'll find us. Our webpage has all of their information, or just reach out to me. I love hearing from our loyal CFAX listeners every week. And also another reminder, if you're a podcast listener, you can listen to all 300 of our episodes over the course of the last 6 years by going to iTunes, Google, or wherever other fine podcasts are downloaded. You can find it anywhere. You can find it in your car nowadays. That's where we're at technology-wise. Speaking of technology, we're having a conversation about Trim Light Van Isle with Shannon Smelt. That is a lighting solution. Lighting solutions for your home. Shannon, again, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I appreciate it. About 300 plus episodes. That's amazing.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's been fun for us too. We love providing information to our listeners as you are providing right now. You know, we started off earlier by talking about the fact that you, Trim Light Van Isle, was present at the Victoria Home and Reno show just recently at Perks Arena. I saw the display. I think it's fantastic. I'm learning a lot now too. So I want to do a quick little recap before we continue, just in case people are jumping in right now. You guys install permanent lighting solutions that are hidden, that you can't even see the lines and the wires in the home. And this is a year-round thing. So it's not just Christmas time. It can be the rest of the year as well, because these things are controlled by computer control. You can choose the lighting, and you said there's a whole bunch of themes too that people can choose from, right?
Yeah, so we have a ton of preset, basically colors, patterns, motions. Of course, there's different motions you can choose. It doesn't have to be static. It can be stacking. It can be you know, sliding one color into another. There's so many different and so you can speed up the motion, you can slow down the motion, you can make it brighter, you can make it a little bit dimmer. Yeah. The new lights that we have, those 3L, they are a brighter light. A lot of people choose them now because you can make it dimmer if you choose. Yeah. The traditional lights are, we have a whole bunch of them on the island, and we get calls all the time. You know, my neighbor has the lights and I love them, or I love my lights in the front. I'd love to do them in the back of my home. And so they are either a color changing or programmable permanent lighting solution. They do, it's this beautiful aluminum channel. So we color match to people's home.
Yep.
I do find on the island, white and black are our most common colors, but there's a lot of other colors available. We have even done some custom paint to specifically match. We had a beautiful like powder blue color that we had to match, and whatever the homeowner wants, we'll figure it out. And we match that to the home, and then that little diode, it's popping through. And so the reason it's popping through that channel is we want a 360 degree view of that light. So especially with that new 3L light, you get this beautiful wash of color on the wall. So if you're doing a pattern that moves, say it's Christmas and you've got red and green and white and it's moving in a pattern, you can get it kind of washing along the wall, and it just looks beautiful with that color. Again, for a security light or an accent in between, you could have, let's say, five dim lights and then one brighter light with either a cool or a warm white or whatever you choose. And so we do have, even, you know, you can count the lights. Our team does this light count when they set you up, and they give you your little tutorial when you're just getting set up. Yeah. And you could maybe you just want to light the peaks. Maybe you just want to light the corners and the very top peak or something like that. And so you have total control over that via this little app that's on your phone. And so it's
So we're
also
not
like,
talking like having to change lights or anything. It really is just all in the programming.
yeah. So couple of things about that that are really amazing is it is cloud-based. So maybe you go away on vacation and you think, oh man, I forgot to change my scheduled lights. Well, change it from, if you're on Wi-Fi, you can change it. You can
From
like use
Mexico,
right,
at
you're
a
on the
beach in
beach,
Mexico.
change your lights, or adapt them, or whatever the case might be, or you forgot something, or your grandkids will be checking on the house, so you want to set a color for them, whatever the case might be. So that ability to get in there and wherever you are, adapt your lights, that's really freedom for people. And we're seeing more people too doing things like they've put in a basement suite or something to that effect, maybe a carriage house in the back or a garden suite, and they need some additional lighting, but they want it to be beautiful. They just don't want to have some sort of just a little activity motion floodlight coming on or something like that. And so this is a way to, it's a safety and security feature as well.
Oh my goodness, there's just so much to know here. Now you mentioned before the bulbs are they're covered by warranty, and you said 50,000 hours or something. That's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time,
Yeah.
but we want, you put up a system like this, people want to use it, right? So we encourage people to look at these systems on people's homes. They won't know that they're there until night. They won't see them during the day. And when we do talk to people, obviously we have a lot of people waiting to get in there and get their lights done, especially with this new system lined up. We want them to know that it is something that isn't just for Christmas. It's not, it's intended for year-round use. And we do have a lot of people choosing that they want them in the area where they spend their time recreationally. So maybe it's their deck or their patio. We've done some nice setups where people have, maybe a lovely pergola or something like that. They've called us back because they want to add to their system. They can totally do that. We have the ability to do that. So I thought we would kind of, be at someone's home and complete an installation and that would be it. But so many people call back and say, I want to add on to my house. I would like to put some ridge lights on the cap of the top of the house. I would like to put them on my deck or on my fence or around a pool or a dock or whatever the case might be. So
I
there's
do want
a
to talk about that
lot of
because
applications.
I'm looking right now at the website. And again, folks, it's trimlightvanisle.ca. And I'm looking at the ridge lights. So, folks, if you're wondering what that is, just imagine the silhouette of your house, like the silhouette outline. They're installing lights along the roof. It is fantastic. Plus, you do stuff like downlights, accent lights that kind of feature the house. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so those downlights, really, it's intended to take away the necessity of having to put in a pot light and go through the extra work of having an electrician directly wire that into the home. We can do those downlights as, they're part of a system for trim light. And they have all the same abilities that your trim light system does. So it's that rounder, larger light that has the ability to change color and you can really cast some beautiful accent onto a home with those downlight systems. So it's interesting because you could have 10 homes in a row that are exactly the same home, and every homeowner will use their system differently. And some people just want us to help set the calendar when we do the tutorial,
Yeah,
it's so that
that's
they
it.
don't have to worry about it. And that is absolutely their right to do that. And some people, they say, oh, my neighbors wonder which pattern I'm going to do today because I change it every day, and I love playing with it. So it really is such a personal choice. We do also, we're venturing out a little bit farther this year. We started off last year and we're going to be at the Adventure Show in Victoria, the Outdoor Adventure Show, because we've come up with some portable systems so that people can have lights when they're camping. Maybe they want them with their RV or for parties. And we've done some boat lights as well, some custom lights on the interior of people's boats because, the places where people spend time, they want to have some beautiful lighting. And you see that in campgrounds all the time. People want those gorgeous light systems.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Shannon. Shannon and Herman Smelt from Trim Light Van Isle. I am shocked and amazed just having researched the stuff and seen it. Like I said, I'm very curious. I think you're going to hear from me because I don't want to be, we did the outside of our house. I don't want to be drilling holes to be hanging, unsightly lines and having to do that, taking them up and down. I like what you got. So I think I'm going to check out Trimlite Van Isle. Thanks for joining us today, Shannon.
Thank you so much, Tony. I really appreciate your time. Thanks
Yeah,
to your sponsors as well. Much appreciated.
you bet, you bet. I need to take a break here, folks. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is The Whole Home Show with Tony Joe on CFAX 1070.
Thanks for coming back. You're listening to The Whole Home Show, and I'm Tony Joe. Of course, we've been having chats recently with those who were participating in the Victoria Home and Reno Show. Always great to have trades and businesses and products highlighted here, because who knows, folks, maybe it's time for you to look into things around the home. After all, this is what we're talking about here on the Whole Home Show. Want to make sure that you are maintaining and keeping your castle, your home, in tip-top condition at all times. Our next guest today is going to tell us about a liquid vinyl system and its chick, the advanced coating system. Our guest right now is Brian Smith. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Tony.
And tell us about your product.
Yeah, real happy to see you come by the home show. We do all these home shows up and down the island, spring and fall. We meet so many people. Always trying to educate people that there's better options out there, more economic options for them. Let me tell you about Chick. I mean, it was started in the early 80s. In North America, in Vancouver. The product is still made here in BC on the mainland, and we're all over the world now with dealers like myself. And we at Coastal Home, we are the Chick authorized dealer for all of Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands, which is a big territory, but we've been doing this for 15 years now. And it's there's no end to the need for this.
All right. Well, give us some examples. For instance, how are you helping people? Like, where will we have seen this product in action?
Well, what we do, we permanently restore and weatherproof building exteriors. And, most of our work is stucco buildings, more hardy board now. But, that's really our bread and butter. We do most of that. The reasons for it are several. One, our system, it's a lifetime system. We do this once. It never has to be redone or repainted. Our slogan is actually never paint again. And because it's so effective and durable, it lasts an extremely long time. So we're happy to give homeowners a lifetime warranty.
Oh, wow.
That's from Chick Industries, as long as they're in the home. Also for stratas or hospitals or, churches, anything big that we do like that, they also get a 20-year 100% warranty, and that's from Chick Industries. These are the people that make the product
that have been around since the 1980s.
I've spent 10 years at head office before I took the dealership over here, so I'm well familiar with that operation. And I can tell you this, the reason I went to work for them is it's just a better system, it's a better product. So Shell Buzzy has been a big promoter of our product for decades now, as well as other, home show experts, media personalities throughout North America. So it's not a new product. It's the system's been well proven, and the product has stood up in many different climate, many different weather scenarios. So the durability is proven.
Okay. So again, what I'm envisioning right now is seeing a lot of these 1940s, 1950s style homes with the stucco exteriors, maybe the old, the types with the granules and the, beer bottle pieces and stuff. These are things that your coating can treat, right?
Yeah. So the liquid vinyl itself is very, very, it's 8 times thicker than a paint. It's really like having 3 coats of yogurt on your walls compared to 2 coats of milk. So it's quite substantial. And, when we leave, we've completely weatherproofed the building. There are absolutely zero cracks in the surface. And it's a breathable membrane. It's not a vapor barrier in any way, shape, or form, which is important for all stuccos. For the ones you're talking about with the rocks or the glass in them, there will never be any more erosion of those materials. So there won't be any rocks or glass on your deck. Nothing's going to come off. It's nowhere near as scary to touch as it was before we did it. And I think the finish looks really fantastic on those. We've done thousands of them.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, I mean, this is a great option for people who are thinking about redoing their exterior, and instead of ripping all that down and recladding, this is the difference, right?
No, it's a far more economic choice than that. And, you know, the problem with a lot of stuccos, you know, the rock dash and the glass dash, I mean, those are hard to repair to a point that is anywhere near aesthetically acceptable. So, you know, we do repairs as part of our system. So once we leave the wall in solid shape and we put this heavy coating, three coats as thick as we can on it, it tends to blend it all and just to, you know, remove those signs of repair. So you get a brand new looking house. It just sits there looking new and stays clean. And
yeah. And, and often in keeping with the character of the home too. So instead instead of having a character house and then suddenly having kind of modern, fiberboard siding or something like that, you're maintaining the character of the house, right?
Yeah. So to re-side like that is a big number. It's a big undertaking. So if we can avoid that for people, absolutely. It, you know, the appearance, you like your house, that's why you live there. And it just looks like a smoking good paint job, and you know, it's your house. It'll stay looking like your house, and you won't have to worry about it going forward.
Okay. Because that's the next question, of course, because people, when they're painting, for instance, you know, something that they're familiar with is the fact that it doesn't last forever. They're going to have to repaint in a few years' time.
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's where the economics come in, because, you know, the urethane technology, the copolymer is extremely, extremely durable. And we're happy, you know, we've been happy to stand behind this for decades. And anybody that's had it done real, you know, they come back and it's a no-brainer. If they get another house or they move, they know this is what they should do. It's going to save you money in the long run, for sure.
Okay. Tell us about the product. So what makes it so special?
Yeah, so it's a urethane copolymer, and it's, you know, from the beginning, it's been maintained in-house. So it's a proprietary product. And the way Chick has gone about it is they set up a dealer network around throughout North America in detail. And by doing so, they very much controlled the application of it. So we call it a system because there's six steps that we have to follow, you know, to generate the warranty effect and for us to stay as the authorized dealer. So they do inspect. There is a lot of oversight. The system is just that. It is a system. We have to adhere to it, and it's been proven to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not just a matter of running down to the shop.
It's how we do it as well. And it's quite thorough.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about residential. We've been talking about, you know, that, again, 1940s, 1950s vintage house. But there are other applications as well, too. So commercial, strata, things like that, right?
Yeah. We do lots of stratas every year, some commercials, big buildings. You know, everyone loves, you know, they come to the home show, they see pictures of lighthouses and the Peace Arch and, oh, wow, you did those. And, you know, many of the leaky condo towers on the mainland, anytime there's an engineer involved, because we can weatherproof that exterior, you know, we get the call for that. But we've done UBC buildings, BCIT buildings, all sorts of interesting projects over the years and all over the world.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, we've been talking about siding. How about other applications? Like, are there other surfaces? What other places will people find this?
Yeah, so we're busy. I mean, we're limited pretty much by manpower more than need these days. You know, the product is ideally suited for stucco and masonry finishes because it's breathability. It is not a vapor barrier like most paints and elastomeric coatings. You know, this is why stucco people always tell you don't paint your stucco, because, you know, if you put a vapor barrier on there, it will shorten the life of the wall. The stucco will begin to break down. So that's not the case with the liquid vinyl, because we are extremely breathable. So that's the ideal application. But just, you know, even if you have hardy board siding and you have no interest in breathability or weatherproof, because these aren't concerns of yours, you're just going to save money because the product's more durable and you're not going to have to go through the painting process anywhere near as frequently, and you're going to save some money.
Yeah, fantastic. Any things to know about maintenance? Like, once it's been applied, and what does a homeowner need to do to make sure that it remains in tip-top shape?
Yeah, it's fairly maintenance-free. There's mildew inhibitors incorporated in the product. So the moss and the mildew, you know, the black and the green, that, you know, they're the maladies of stucco over time. They don't tend to reappear. And because the wall's no longer getting wet, It's very low maintenance. You generally don't have to do anything. The rain's going down the wall now, kind of keeps it clean. But you can certainly wash it. You can pressure wash it. You can scrub it. It's pretty tough stuff. You probably can't hurt it.
Amazing. Well, like you said, it's a thick coating, and you put whatever three coats on or whatever. What sort of timeline? Because I'm guessing it probably, we've been talking about the process. Does it take any longer than somebody would need to paint the house?
Yeah, it does. I mean, houses come in different sizes, but we generally try and adjust the crew size. And of course, make the weather good when we're doing it. But we aim for about a week on a residential project. And we try and minimize our impact, of course, to the homeowner. But that's a pretty good framework, about a week to get a house done. Bigger projects, yeah, they have their own timelines.
Fantastic. Well, again, it's great learning about all of these products and things to know. This is not a new product, as you've said. I mean, this has been around since the 80s, so obviously it's working. And listen, folks, again, if you're looking at the exterior of your house and you're thinking it's time to do something, I think this is a great option. Brian, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
Well, phone's always on. We can always take a phone call, 250-858-6308. That'll reach us. Website, the best one is liquidvinylsystem.com.
liquidvinylsystem.com. I'm going to put your number and also the website link on our page on cfax1070.com. Make sure all of our listeners reach out to you. Thanks for joining us today, Brian. Sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely. Much appreciated. Always happy to talk about it and get people up to speed.
Fantastic. So it's been a great day today, folks. Of course, again, we've been talking about some of the participants of the Victoria Home and Reno Show. Please, by all means, if you need their help, look them up because they would love to hear from you. I'll be here for you all this time next week. See you then.